AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1, and a quick check of the forecast. Calls for sunshine in upper 70s today. Coming up on 9:30 on a Monday morning, and that gives me the opportunity to welcome in City Manager Ed Gordon and members of the staff and or management of the City of Bartlesville. And we not only have a member of the management, we have the chairman of the board, so to speak. Good morning.
We do have the chairman of the board this morning. But I want, before,
and I don't mean Frank Sinatra.
Well, this is related to that.
Oh, okay.
Where in the world is, where's Phil? I'm having withdrawal from Phil. Phil has disappeared. And did he check with me?
No.
Answer's no. Did he check with the mayor of the city of Bartlesville?
To the best of my, no.
No.
Okay.
And so here we are in this conundrum about trying to find Phil. Where in the world is Philip Weaver? I mean, no one knows.
You could make a TV show out of that and just change over to Carmen San Diego to Phil Weaver.
I think we're just going to have to do that. Charlie, good morning.
Good morning.
Charlie, we have with us this morning the Mr. Tom Gorman, who's the mayor of the city of Bartlesville.
Okay.
As you, in the last couple of radio shows, I've interviewed some council members.
We have
been doing some things flexibly here. And Mayor, good morning.
Good morning.
I appreciate you being flexible enough to be here and to be a part of the program this morning. I thought we'd get to know the mayor.
Okay.
And of course, it's been my I've been a city manager for 11 years. And of that 11 years as city manager, you've been mayor for
six
of those years. And he told me before the show, it's six most painful years of his life. And that's just his personal thought. There are others that would share that. But Tom, how long have you been on the city council?
Since 2006, 10 years.
And that's, in fact, that's when I started. April Fool's Day of 2006, the city council voted to appoint me as city manager. Eddie Mason was on the city council at that time, instrumental in that with you and Julie and
It was before my time.
Well, right up against it.
How long had you been interim city manager prior to that, though?
It'd been a while.
Over a year, wasn't it?
Well, it close to 8 months.
8 months.
I've been an interim city manager, and I've been with the city of Bartlesville 26 years. I've been with the city.
Okay.
So, but I just share something about Eddie Mason.
Almost as long as Tom Holland's been.
Yeah,
Tom hasn't been with the city that long, don't
he? We don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
He's old.
Okay.
But Eddie Mason's brother, Charlie, passed away this morning.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So our hearts, just as a thought.
Yeah.
I still have Eddie Mason on my email and server, and I won't refuse to dismiss him. He's still my good friend and always will be, but our hearts go out to the Mason family, McCullough family, in the promotion of Charlie this morning. What a great man our community has lost, but heaven is gained. Tom, let's talk a little bit about you.
Okay.
If we may. Let's talk about your family, personally, about who you're married to. Who are you married to?
I'm married to Jana Riggs. A lot of people might know Tom Riggs, who is a internal medicine doctor here in Bartlesville for 20 plus years, and it's his youngest daughter.
Was my dad's physician,
yep.
and I have greatly, tremendous respect for him and his work. So she is the youngest?
She is the youngest of three girls the Riggs has had, and I tell you, I had great respect for Tom Riggs up until this last weekend when he let my daughter paint his face for Halloween. And too bad we're on the radio because I could show some pictures. But
grandfathers do with some strange things sometimes.
yes, we do. Yes, we do. We need to have a slide of that. I'm sure Jana could make that available on Facebook of some sort, and we could put that a link.
That.
Yeah, we'll find that.
Trust me. He's already issued threats about that picture being on Facebook, so we'll
we can make that happen. So Tom, you married Jana. How long have you been married?
20 years this year.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I was going to say something about her tolerating him, but I'll skip that. I do work for the mayor.
It goes without saying, Ed.
And 20 years of marriage, and as a you have some children.
I have three children. Riggs, my named after his the surname of her father-in-law. He is 17. My goodness, he just turned 17. Reagan, my daughter, is 14, and they're both at the high school, the combined high school now. And Reed, my youngest, is 11 and attends St. John's.
Wow. And a healthy, well-adjusted family. I've met your kids and in the past, and Tom, they reflect well on you.
They're great kids.
They really are, and have varied interests. In fact, what do you as a family like to do? There's one thing you do that just, I don't want to say just chaps me, but I'll go ahead and say it. You go skiing.
Yes.
Yeah, it seems to never take me. He always winds up going without me, Charlie.
I don't understand that.
I can't.
He's concerned for your health, maybe.
It's kind of like where I am with Phil Weaver.
They're all accomplished alpine skiers, and Reagan and Riggs both can go down the toughest stuff on the mountain with me and stay right with me. It never ceases to amaze me how well they do. So.
Well, I think in our community, perhaps many of the citizens are not aware that our mayor that. You do have a family.
I do.
And you do. Your roots are in Bartlesville. Let's expand a little bit on that before we move on to other subjects. Were you born here?
Both my parents were born here. I was born here. My dad's dad came from Waco, Texas in 1904 and settled in Bartlesville. And, you know, his father, my great-grandfather, built the Frank Phillips Mansion, started Willow Rock. It was finished by his oldest son and my grandfather and my dad, and my brother's done work out there. And my mom's dad came to Bartlesville in 1921 to work for City Service Company. And that was, headquartered here in Bartlesville at that time.
ITIO was the progenitor to City Service.
Correct, yep. And so he went on. He moved from here, I believe, to New York and then to Tulsa when they moved the headquarters to Tulsa. He did a stint with the investors out in on Wall Street. So,
and so Tom, you grew up in Bartlesville. You were born here. You grew up here. Jana, you knew her in high school.
She was enough years younger that we were never in the same school together. We might have been at McKinley together at one point, but she was in my brother's class, and they carpooled together, and so I've known her my whole life.
Which school did you go to in high school?
Bartlesville High School, is that what you mean?
Yes, that's what I'm looking for, but
I did not go to college high school, sooner.
So where'd you go?
Bartlesville High School.
Say it by its right name. Come on, you could say it.
College High?
Yeah, you said it once. You can get it out.
Both my parents graduated from College High. So.
Yes. What year did you graduate, Tom?
1987.
87 graduate. Yep. I think I can remember that year vaguely. Tom, let's talk. I want to move to your business life. We don't have this fastest 30 minutes in my life. It always is. Tom, you have a business life.
I do. I was blessed. My dad gave me an opportunity after working for a bank in Kansas City for a while out of college. My dad gave me an opportunity to come back and work for him. We have...
Where'd you go to school?
I graduated from Westminster College. I started at KU.
Where?
University of Kansas. Don't let my mom hear you say that. But I graduated from Westminster College with a business degree, minors in finance, biology, and chemistry. Diverse education. But what we do, when I came to work for my dad at that time, he had an integrated property ownership and management company and a construction company. And we did a lot of work in the 95 bond issue with the schools. And then I've focused for the last 20 years just about on the apartment ownership and operation side of our business. And we manage over 3,000 units of apartments in Oklahoma, house over 5,000 people, close to 6,000. And and you know, I'm responsible for the asset management as well as the operational management of those properties. So I do financings, you know, long-term capital needs, everything you do when you own property and infrastructure, very similar to what the city does.
And it is a strength that you've brought to the city, property management, and those, in fact, conduit funding, those
sure.
resources that
yep.
that companies mm-hmm. have come to the city of Bartlesville. In fact, we're doing sort of a conduit funding, Mayor, currently with school district.
We are the conduit, I believe.
We're doing
the Bartlesville
exactly
Education Authority. Correct, yes.
By the way, just people might be confused about, there's Washington County government, there's city government, there's the school district. And I know that Elaine Baines, my assistant, who really works with the council directly, she gets a lot of calls about government, and people are confused about who's who.
And we muddied the water even further with the Bartlesville Education Authority, but the three entities you named are completely separate, autonomous entities. The city and the county and the schools, we do work together. We do overlap in certain areas where you talk about our ordinances or school policies being enforced on our land or vice versa. And you talk about the contract we have with the jail, with the county. The city no longer operates a jail, and we have synergies with the jail and the 911 operations center. Those are things that where we overlap. But other than that, those three governments are completely autonomous and run by their own governmental body, city council in this case, the city.
And yet it seems to me, Tom, and from the perch where I sit, there is really unprecedented partnerships in Washington County as we compare ourselves, and we do, to mm-hmm. other counties, cities, and school districts.
Right. I was on the chamber board prior to getting on the city council. In fact, you know, talk about long-range water, that's how I got involved in city council from the chamber's perspective. But there were efforts at, you know, back in the 90s, there were efforts to bring synergies to all these entities, to get them to work together, to get you know, the chamber and the city and the county and the schools and other organizations to all work together. And I think in the last, you know, 8-10 years, we've seen those entities work together and converse. And there's things that people don't really know about, but you look at the reconstruction of Bison Road between Adams and Tuxedo. That's a great partnership between the county and the city, and it's done quietly. But I know that I believe it's Gary Deckard that spent
vision
a lot of,
begun by Commissioner Deckard
and brought in money from the Cherokee Nation. Did they participate?
There was a number. So yes,
and
ODOT
and the state, yes, and the county and the city. We there were just but that's the kind of synergy that can really get things done. We, as a very expensive road that came together to do those partnerships.
$1.5 million, as I recall, Mayor, a little over $1.5 million by the time we widened the bridge,
mm-hmm.
and we contributed our part in acquisition of land and such. It was an expensive project, but it was one of vision that Gary Deckard had. Still, by the way, his vision on Bison
mm-hmm.
Still continues.
Yep.
And we look forward to that partnership continuing. So we've taken advantage of synergies,
right?
That between the Sheriff's Department and then the county commissioners, and then the school district. We have a partnership with the school district that we share visions together.
Sure.
Tom, these things don't happen in a vacuum. Somebody has to plan for them.
Yep.
And behind the scenes, it's like a duck on water. I mean, the duck looks like it's going across the pond pretty smoothly, but underneath there are a lot of things happening that
things
the city council's engaged in.
We're engaged, and it's about having conversations, and I think we've been able to have quiet, calm conversations with all these bodies to where it's put in the light of being positive for each entity. We don't try to be threatening or territorial. We try to figure out where we can help each other. And I am confident and believe that all of the people that are involved in these conversations are moving in that direction. And it's the city council is one portion of that. The rest of it is the other members of the other boards of governance. They're also involved in this. They're also positive. But a tone is set, and the tone that's in Bartlesville right now overall is very calm and I think very positive.
Yeah, and in fact, just a word about the BEA, Tom. What is the purpose of the BEA? Here's something that's coming to fruition that was planned for a couple of years to get here.
The Bartlesville Education Authority, the BEA, that we use our acronyms, but it is a vehicle to do long-term financing and provide the funds to do large projects like what we have at the high school and at Central. We've participated in both those. But you take that revenue stream that comes in from the bond revenue that the school system collects, and they capitalize that with debt. So instead of waiting for all that money to come in over a 3, 5, 7 year period, they can utilize all the money up front. The reason the BEA is used is that the school districts are not allowed by state law to do this type of financing where cities are. So the BEA is actually leasing that those structures back to the school, and those lease payments pay for the debt.
And again, I just use that as an illustration of partnership, where you mentioned the jail, and correct, we mentioned there are a number of these partnerships that exist between the taxing entities, where we have a strength in one area and they have another, and we go back and forth. The purpose of that really is to save the taxpayers' money.
And in this case, for the BEA, we got to take advantage of historically low interest rates, which with the inflation and construction costs, over time, it's actually cheaper to build it all at once than it is to pay it out over time. So you're right. It's a complicated sell or explanation, but over time, this did save the citizens money, even after the interest costs.
Tom, let's, if I can switch hats for just a moment, as we think about accomplishments, Tom, the number of years you've been on the city council, what accomplishment on the city council as a city council member do you appreciate the most as you think about that?
Again, this is sort of like building the rebuilding Bison Road. It's quiet. It doesn't get a lot of fanfare. But in my opinion, my greatest accomplishment on the council, or the greatest accomplishment we've made, but it was something I championed, was the establishment of true reserve funds for the stable operation of our city. Ed, you and I worked through back in 2007 the potential shortfall we had at that time, and I asked you, what's our savings account? How do we bridge a short-term revenue drop? And I was worried, concerned, that we didn't have a true savings account within the city. So,
it rolled over. We established a reserve fund, but it wasn't really a real true savings reserve fund.
You didn't have money in the bank.
No, it was budgeted
right
from year to year. It was never we rolled over an amount, but it didn't build. It was for that year and that year alone, and when it was gone, it was gone. But the council did do that.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd set aside a number, and as you recall, Mayor, we were in Mark Knopfler song, Dire Straits.
Yes.
We were in a tough spot,
mm-hmm.
And that should be the theme song of the city.
I'll record that.
You'll have to find that. but it did, if we hadn't had that, there have been layoffs.
Yeah, and we did cut costs.
Did do
we,
that.
We did not have to lay off people. It was we had positions that were vacated that we didn't fill, but we did avoid layoffs, unlike most of the towns in this region. And we've made other changes that have brought efficiency. We've gotten away from the traditional benefit plans and gone to a defined benefit. And
there's a note about that.
From smartasset.com, we got a note that said Bartlesville's in the top 10 employer contribution percentages for 401ks, or I guess just retirement plans,
right,
in general.
So why did we move to a 401k?
Well, you can look at what's happening at the state level, where they have these huge unfunded liabilities, you know, millions, billions of dollars unfunded liabilities for their retirement and health insurance plans. Excuse me. And you know, the handwriting was on the wall. Our unfunded liability when I got on the council was over 70% of the plan, and I believe that is now below 40%.
It is, and in 7 more years, approximately,
it'll be paid off.
It will be, that unfunded liability will no longer be an unfunded liability. That plan will be paid up,
and that will be money that can be moved into our operations to, you know, the money we've been spending to get that up to a funded level. It'll reduce our burden on the general fund.
So there've been a number of financial accomplishments.
You started
with our rainy day fund, a true reserve fund.
Correct.
And then we talk about money
in the bank.
It is.
Not like most cities, like the city of Bartlesville used to, where they just, their reserve fund was a budget number. It was not a hard money cash in the bank that you could use if you had a financial interruption, a income interruption. So.
And of course, we're trying to build that to at least 3 months operating reserve for the city.
Correct.
So that we don't have to, if there is a problem. And so Tom, you've brought some vision and security from that perspective, and then we talk about a retirement system, move from a defined benefit to defined contribution, and then let's talk a little bit about health insurance. The city of Bartlesville was at the time self. We're not self-insured. We're in a pool risk plan, and we're the largest in a pool risk plan. And we've, as a city, moved away from that.
Yeah, same. And workers' comp also. We've done self-insurance, and it's saved us a lot of money over the years. And I think it's been able to, seeing the increase in costs and decrease in benefits that I've realized in my own business, it has reduce both those. We've been able to run at a lower cost increase and kept benefits higher than you would have been just out in the marketplace for health insurance. So,
and as a result of this sound financial planning, Mayor, what's happened?
Well,
financially,
the end result and the big feather in our cap is that we get rated by Moody's and S&P once a year for our bond debt. And Bartlesville is tied in the state as the top cities. We tie with Oklahoma City and Tulsa at AA- bond debt rating. And, you know, to be in the regional economic downturn that we're in and be able to maintain that, these programs that we've implemented over the last 10 years, that's what's allowed us to stay there.
And it is something that the citizens of our community should really take pride in, and that the efficient operation of our community.
Yep.
I know that the council takes this as a sacred trust, because it is somebody else's money that we're spending.
It is. And I think our council has been very judicious. There's been, there are people that wanted us to raise the tax above the 4/10 of a cent that we asked for and the voters blessed us with, or entrusted us with, I should say. But this council said, no, this is enough. This is what we need. We shouldn't ask for more than we need. And I think that's that same conservative operation we've seen for many years.
Tom, where are we going?
So the the biggest change that we really haven't seen is the funding, proper funding, back to pre-2007 levels of our streets and parks departments. And next year, starting, you know, in the spring of next year, with those parks fully staffed back to the levels that they were at before the 2007 downturn, we will see a marked difference in the way our city looks and feels from parks and streets. Big issue for next year is going to be our GO bond election. We need to put another proposal before the voters so that we can maintain our millage level and also keep the capital projects moving that we need to do in the city. And I think that you know, there's some large parks projects that are going to be on that, and the Terry Lawrence and Micah Seemers have put together a excellent long-term streets program that is yielding us great results at lower cost, and that program needs to be continued to be funded at a proper level. So I think we're going to have a nice list of projects to look at for the GO bond election.
That was a request from Councilmember Kane, as I recall, wanted to know where are we going.
Yeah,
Want that for the citizens.
Where we've been and where we're going.
Exactly, and that was the purpose of the first meeting in this month.
Right.
A fairly lengthy presentation to the City Council. It's out there, cityofbartlesville.org. And you can go to those council meetings. You can click on the past council meetings. You can watch that presentation. So Tom, Mayor, as you look in, we got a couple of minutes left in the program, probably about 3 minutes. So where do you see you and the council going in the month? You said a bond issue, but what do you see as a real need?
Well, Bartlesville is, I've said it a couple times, we are just popping. The city has people interested in us from outside, economic development. We have site development consultants that are calling us that wouldn't even return our phone calls 2 or 3 years ago. You know, we're on the map, things are going well. So the number one thing I want to do, Ed, is just continue the stable, quiet operations that we've had and let that, you know, economic development and other programs continue. You know, as we look at GO bonds and what the city's supposed to do, I want to look at it with an eye for the entire city. You know, we have an awesome downtown that's doing great. 71 new businesses in the last, you know, since we've started the redevelopment efforts. We have economic development going on east of Lowe's. We want more of that. We have new apartments coming in downtown and out by ABB or Tri-County Tech. And then the last and final thing is the thing I've been working on for 13, 14 years is water supply, long-term water supply. And we've been blessed to not have a drought since the drought of 2002 that got us anywhere near water rationing, but we want to make sure that we're just never anywhere close to that into the future, because it just takes one article, one thought about it, and people are that they'll find a place where they don't have that. So I think you're aware that we received a letter from Jim Bridenstine's office, our GAO, in the last week, and our GAO study's moving forward. And Bridenstine is smack in the middle of it. He's been great support for us. And I am confident that we can bring this a proposal with legislation from the federal government that'll give Bartlesville a proposal that we can accept and move forward with.
And Tom, what the folks are going to talk about is 25, 30, 40 years from now is that this council has made the plan to provide water for the next 75 years. It's right here in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
And a great plan with a solution, a workable solution, where we will not have to worry about this subject.
For a very long time. Yep. And by that time, on the national level, there will be different solutions.
Mayor, thank you for coming in today and being willing to be persecuted on the radio. interviewed on the radio.
Right.
I'm sure you'll mark this down. But I'm grateful. And with
thank
that, Charlie, thank you for being the affable host that you always are.
Thank you,
and
sir.
We're looking for Phil Weaver.
Continue to the quest for Phil Weaver.
God bless the city of Bartlesville, Charlie.
Thank you very much. That's City Matters this morning.
I'm Lori Roll with Phoenix Insurance, celebrating 90 years in Bartlesville. Thank you so much for your vote of confidence.
This is-